The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. If Loyola was not wounded, he'd become a very famous soldier in Spain. Perhaps we might think woundedness is something bad, but God can work from bad things into good. Because it was confined to the bed, had a chance to read the gospel. That's why he was converted from the heart. He's looking for something greater. That's his motto. To the greater glory of God. Latin means, in Latin is ad majorem Dei gloriam. AMDG is the motto. Wherever you go to the Jesuit's place, it's always there. AMDG. Ad majorem Dei gloriam. To the greater glory of God. Not only for the Jesuits, for all of us. Whatever we do, we say we do the will of God. When we do the will of God, that means to the greater glory of God. If you do your own will, it's not for glory of God. So Ignatius is teaching us something very important. Whatever we do, even things of the world, do it with kind of spirit to bring glory to the Lord. God give you strength. You fulfill it. It's what great to bring the glory of God, not for yourself. Don't show people I'm powerful. We are nothing. Jesus says, without me, you can't do anything. Just trust. Whatever we do, be humble yourself. And give glory to the Lord. Today especially, whatever we do in a heart, like Ignatius and Loyola teaching us everything, even small things, do it with heart. And that's the spirit of Jesuits. Not only for Jesuits, for all of us, because we follow Christ. Jesuit means the one who follows Jesus. We are also. Although it's not Jesuits, but we are Christ. So, new day with Ignatius, and ask him to pray for us, and we pray for all the Jesuits in the world, that we always be an example to the world. Not for us, whatever we do, not for ourselves, but for the glory of God.